For you and customer service, a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Oh, it's the second here. I gotta turn this down. I'll say that again, please.
Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
I made a transaction this morning, and I canceled my membership within like 5 minutes, and you deducted $59.89 out of my account that I need to have returned.
I'd be more than happy to look into it. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Hey, it's Wendy Mortensen, Mortensen. Billing address is 1105 13th Avenue Northeast, Brainerd, Minnesota, 56401.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken. With that survey that was taken for that mixture kitchen kit, it also expressed that you would be automatically subscribed to the ByteHub app. Let's see, you did send an email expressing that you was no longer interested.
It was only supposed to cost $2, and I got charged $59.89. I was not expecting this.
Along with terms, conditions, that charge was going to go with that $2. So, yes, ma'am, you was going to be automatically subscribed to the ByteHub app, but your account is canceled because you did send in that email. The refund will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, and if you are in need of that cancellation number, I do have it available.
No, as long as – is there any way you can return it sooner? This overdrew my account, so now it's going to cost me an additional $28.
No, it's going to take 3 to 5 business days.
All right, as long as it gets back in there.
Right, it's going to go back.
All right, goodbye.
All right, thanks for